There are dozens more expressions using sein, and clearly we can't tackle them all here. But before I say, das wär's, that's it, let me draw your attention to a peculiarity in the German language. Michelle Thomas told you that there is and there are in German is es ist and es sind, and so it is. It's still strange that you can use the plural sind with a singular s, but you can. However, you'll frequently hear the alternative es gibt, and this time the singular es gibt works for both there is and there are. Es gibt is more specific and insistent, and very importantly, what follows is always the victim of the verb. Being quite specific, how would you say? There's a beautiful cathedral in Köln. Beautiful is wunderschön, and the cathedral is der Dom. Think of a domed roof.
Es gibt einen wunderschönen Dom in Köln.
Es gibt einen wunderschönen Dom in Köln, being agreeable. Nobody is niemand. So being more general and using es ist, what's, there's nobody there.
Es ist niemand da.
Es ist niemand da. Da and dort are interchangeable. Now let's be fairly general again and using es sind, what about, there's lots of people there.
Es sind viele Leute da.
Good. In the past tense, there is and there are changed to there was and there were. Do you remember what these are in German? Es war and es waren. You can go back to your original Michelle Thomas courses at any time to review these verb forms. Es gibt becomes es gab, spelt G-A-B, even though it sounds like a P. Es gab, there was, and there were. Right. If circus is der Zirkus, how would you say, being specific, last year there was a good circus in Berlin? Last year is letztes Jahr, and you will change the word order when you start with this. So once again, last year there was a good circus in Berlin.
Letztes Jahr gab es einen guten Zirkus in Berlin.
Letztes Jahr gab es einen guten Zirkus in Berlin. Gut. If animals is Tiere, let's now add the more general comment, but there were no animals there.
Aber es waren keine Tiere da.
Aber es waren keine Tiere da. Prima.